Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Well, the overall message and theme of this collection is one of hope. Being inspired by these amazing characters, their stories, and also to be able to share their stories with my team, some of whom were unaware. And I think it's important that we remember that they are aware of this as we're witnessing the very breakdown of the moral fibre of society as we witness the trivialisation of democracy or the European Union. Isn't this what they fought for peace? So it's about remembrance. It's about liberation. It's about, if you have a voice, these people fought so you can vote. Use it. Make yourself heard. Wake up. It's important not forgetting what our forefathers did for us to, you know, to be able to have what we have today. That's kind of been a driving force for me, because I didn't realize how little some of them knew about that. I mean, I talk about Edith Cavell. I mean, she worked on both sides of the frontiers, or Marie Curie, who invented the X-ray. These fabulous women that gave up everything and are, you know, nurses, a vision of hope, of reassurance and inspiration. Spirit of activism. There was a wonderful documentary I saw on the BBC, and it was on one of the hottest days that we've ever experienced in Europe, and I was in the countryside, and it was the most charming story of Katie Robbins. In 1944, Katie Robbins was stationed with his regiment in Briey, eastern France, where he fell in love with an 18-year-old French girl, Jeanine Pearson-née Ganayer. I mean, it's the most incredible, beautiful, moving story. And Remembrance Day was coming up, and there was a documentary being made on Katie Robbins in America, and he was proudly showing his pictures, his uniforms, sharing memories, and out popped this lovely little picture of Jeanine in a kind of one-piece swimsuit, I suppose. It was quite outrageous, really, and modern for the time. Anyway, with the help of this documentary, they flew Katie Robbins over to France, and they found Jeanine and arranged for the two of them to meet 75 years later. And it was one of the most moving things I've ever seen. That look of, ah, oh, love, hope, was so touching. They spent some time together, and of course they gave them some time on their own. And then he went back to America. I mean, she had since married and had wonderful children. He had done that too. And there was just a really touching moment where she says, why didn't you come back sooner? I was on the floor. I was on the floor. I want to talk about Christian Markley as well, this incredible artist whose work I came across in at the LACMA in LA, and how he uses sounds and images from people's everyday lives, like Snapchat. This kind of white noise, we're bombarded with it, we're living with it. And through his interaction and through engines and computers and that, he's been able to extract these noises, and they in turn represent a musical note. An A minor is represented by this noise in the world. And it was quite an amazing experience. I mean, you know, you could play the piano and it came back to you and you'd recognize the ditty or the melody, let's say. Almost like a distant memory. But through these kind of new notes, there's another part of the room where you walk in, it's completely blacked out, and these mobile phones are hanging, and you sing in a Whitney Houston song, and it comes back to you with the noise that you've been hearing and living all day. But melodically, this kind of, you know, accumulation of this noise, this debris that I've tried to take, this visual debris, that's been very inspiring. The importance and value of having the artisanal and explore printing techniques or embroidery techniques and to take that inspiration for the co-ed, ready to wear, is the most important. Whether it be the hole punching, this idea of digital, which evokes a kind of cliche of couture, the polka dots has now been industrialized, or the idea of the print, the projection print, which I've explored further. I've called our print the hack. So you will see some fabrics that are inspired by old, weathered, worn tweeds or masculine fabric. And at first glance, you might think, oh dear, this is a bit heavy for summer. But it's a print, don't be fooled. It's a trompe l'oeil, the hack. So parts of the jacket you will read as tweed, and then I've hacked it. So it's almost like a slip when you print. And when I slip, I reveal the real fabric, which is a summer weight wool or a cotton or... So don't believe everything you see. Sometimes the trench fabric is actually not trench. It's a cotton that's been printed with the twill of the trench and a glitch. A print with a purpose. I love the idea that the truth is revealed within the garment, which is quite interesting, I think, from a technical point of view. Key pieces that one is mindful, one thinks about, what is that piece I need for this season? Even if I'm not going to wear it, is it authentic? Is it worth the investment? If I don't wear it this season, can I have it in my wardrobe? Can I pull it out in 2 years' time? I call them key pieces. When I shop from other designers as well, I'll cruise by and I might not need it right now. I like to shop like that, and not when I really have... Do you know what I mean? And I call them key pieces. Sometimes I'm actually not ready to wear them. I have to feel it, or it has to work into a feeling. That has been a driving force behind some of these, and an authenticity that, you know, what I'm trying to say is there's a reason to buy. There's a soul in these clothes that has come initially from the creative process of a couturier, you know, it's the real thing. And I hope that the trench represents a key piece that can work whenever in your life. Or, you know, we talked about the utility jacket or Janine's inspired Watto, short, all in one. The traditions and the comfort that you garner from uniforms or belonging. So you'll see some of those little jumpers inspired by uniforms. The perfect trench in faux leather. The little dress in embossed package in a very modern way, embossed crop. Flam-flam coat lined in that almost it's a carton inspired by mattress ticking. I mean, you can pull that out whenever. It's never going to date. I really don't think. It's going to be one of those pieces you pull out in 10 years. And some young kid's going to say, oh, that's really cool. Where'd you get that from? Key pieces.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.